started.
Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
All right, guys, what's up, guys? This is going to be the second show of this experimental show I have, this Jog and Talk. I just want to let y'all know is that we want to play this trial by ear. I want to let all the people that's going to be jogging with me in the future, you take it on a light plate, pace, but I'm going to suggest something to you, okay? Let me turn this down. I'm going to suggest something to you, especially for any women that may be jogging. And we would have tried you just the first 30 minutes, but I don't know how. And then the last 30 minutes just open up the line, so I guess y'all can say I'm a dictator for 30 minutes. But for your safety, this is my suggestion. Jog with one earpiece in your ear, okay? If you have the cord type of earphones, what I suggest that you do is put the earpiece with the microphone. And if you drop that other one, especially you women, you know, driving in the city, jogging in the city, I don't care if your jog, especially if you're jogging in the wilderness. You got to have your surroundings. I'm not a fan. I told my youngsters, listen, I don't care if you're out and about in this world and you got two headphones blasting the music or hearing my loud voice, you're not aware of what's going on. So you have to have a balance, you know? Brothers, you may have a woman or a man, and we're going to be talking politics in a minute. You got to be politically correct. Woman or man, jogging on those trails. Imagine you in Lincoln Park, Baltimore, and somebody jump out and get you. But they're going to jump out. You ain't here. Because guess what? You got two headphones. You want to be in the studio. No, a studio is inside you, out in this world. So I tell everybody, that's just a safety precaution that I take. I want you to take while we jog and talk. Now, Tyrone and Sarge, they're going to have to help me out because I have to test it out when I'm going to open up the lines. I don't want to be talk. I may want to talk for the first five. Somebody else take over. And then somebody, they're going to have to test me. So if you listen, Ty, I'm calling you out. Yes, my brother, I heard you when you was getting in shape. I don't know if you was jogging, fast walking, but I heard you similar, so ain't no excuse. So you're going to have to help me out, Tess, to see how we can do it when we can have a group of people. I do it, Sarge. You brag. Old man. 20 years my senior. I draw 4 miles a day. He said 550 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. At 65 plus. Nigga, you gonna come out, I'm gonna get you. One day. Now, I'm not putting pressure on you, but you know I need your help to see how we can do it. Another thing is like a ghost town. It's like I'm in the a movie script from the, what's that? Walking Dead, Now, you may have trolls on the line saying, man, you're going to catch coronavirus. No. See, if I had 9 more people with me online, jogging live, we can be breaking the rules in the cyberspace back. Then no more people can be together, exercise. But we can be in cyberspace. You see? So for all you people, and I'm a test to coronavirus. Even in these stresses that were them birds. God, I just probably suppress. We'll get to that. My Lord, my Lord. Y'all know, if I get my second winning, I ain't get it in yet. I won't be on my guns. We gotta get him. We put him on trial the other night. So guys, I'm letting you know this is y'all. I can get 12 hours in. Still, oh, by the way, Tyrone, if you want to lie, I apologize that I did not show up for formation yesterday morning. And I told people that. I said, listen, I told that man 6:30, and I wasn't lying. I don't know what that man doing in his life, so I'm letting you know, I'm trying to push it for 6:30 every morning. I say, I started at 7:30. Yesterday, I started 7 today. Well, I'm getting used to it. I hope Ty work with me. I'm going to try to do it at 6:30, man. 6:30. Yeah, I'm not going to do a show tomorrow morning. We're going on April Fool's Day. That's when I'm really going to start. So, but I apologize because it's about responsibility, you know? And so I asked him to do something, and I wasn't there. So, I'm not like ABC. When I make a mistake, behind. There's no excuses. If I tell myself to sleep, no excuses. I'm asking this man to do something. But anyway, I want to set that straight. All right, guys. This is my second wind trail. But look, I'm going to try to just do 30 minutes and open it up if anybody's still in line. Let me say something, man. Guys, hey, guys on the show last night. Right? Now, they were talking about the stimulus check. And he was about to end this show. So I asked the gentleman this. I said, what's your advice for the Black African-American community? What's your advice to them investing that 1,200. Them checks, nigga, them checks. Them checks coming out, nigga, them checks. I asked him. I said, what, man? You know, him and Guy even didn't talk about what I was talking about. Guys, I'm not bragging on myself, but Guy was trying to push me offline. And when I brought those questions up to him, Guy said, we could cross it off. Sir, can we please go another hour? Now, first of all, you're pushing me off. I got to let them go. Now they went to another hour. See, this is another thing why you have one earphone in your ear. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking to you. You see? You're surrounded. Did not have a heart attack. I just dropped off for a minute. Oh, no, not that one. But we're going to have to do something. See, are you going to be the person to tell the barbershop guy, listen, bro, no. I know you might be married, but, bro, you're going to have to put some paperwork in and tell them something. Do something. You got a mom and pop shop. They may run out of business. I'm not saying that they're going to survive. Well, guess what they're going to have to do? You're going to have to put documents in to get money, see? And then, see, the people who don't do nothing, who don't look at the laws, they sit back like Supreme. They sit back like an old woman I know sitting at the kitchen table, probably puffing that cigarette now, talking about, I can't stand all facts. You know, those people right there ain't going to do nothing, don't know about the law, and then come back and say, the white man, the white man, the white man. Listen, guys, this bill is for everybody who they say qualify. That means you have to jack up a position, get in line. Other people going to come reading that bill like the guy said last night. Y'all talking all this shit? I know y'all don't know what I know because y'all don't read this. Just like I think I heard an old woman on the show tonight. She says, we got to love to learn. Listen, learning is a skill, a technique. Huh? You got to be interested in that shit. Just like I'm learning, you got to train your mind to be a learner. See? But this is the thing. When you train your mind to learn, watch this. You might learn it from a white teacher, a black teacher. If you go into a learning classroom or a YouTube video, and you say, I'm not going to get this. Oh, shit. Watch this. You're going to turn this. You're not going to go do that. That's what it's going to be. Hey, what's up with y'all? You going to turn that? Right? You think that's going to happen? You gotta put your color guards down. That's dangerous. I don't like him because he's black. I like him because he brings some new medicine that you think about. That has nothing to do with. Right, so if you don't try to get that, what are you going to do? Huh? Think about it. See, you got to get out here and work. I did not want to do this show. But I said, shit, once I put that damn gold up, 7 o'clock, and I announce it, I can't turn back. I got an obligation to somebody. Got to step up. So we got to have an obligation to our community and educate us on what we can do. I said last night on the show, I said, what if, real quick, don't you know if you don't have a direct deposit, you're going to wait 3 months to get that check? Huh? So right there, the people who got to wait for the check, that thing right there says they're a different class of people. You need to tell your black African-American community, I can't do it. You know, even if I wanted to do it on TRS, they shut me down. You better tell them to get them checks and cash out. You can go to any bank and get an online checking account. If you don't have a banking account where they can wrap that money, the right deposit, it's going to fucking take 3 months for you to get that check. We need alerts. Tell our people that. Talking about ancient Egypt and shit and what 5G do. Talking about the now. So, now see, this is where I got to put, because I'm up at the busy street now. I'm like Rocky now. But listen, so if they don't get that now, let's say the people who do get the direct deposit, well, they may be struggling. They may need that 1200, 100, you know how we say that, 100, 1200, right? So we get them out of the way. But what are people, especially myself, that really, you know, it's going to help out? Don't get me wrong. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not Jay-Z. Hell no. By the way, shit, I don't even got a Beyonce yet. I'm talking about Jay-Z. Listen, well, though, taking that 1200 or let's say even 1000 and investing it in something is a benefit. Whether I lose it. Now, I'm not saying going to the crap table and laying that 10. Y'all know what laying a 10 is, right? You bet. A 10 don't roll before 7. So you're being conservative like Sarge. You get half your money back. That's like 1600. You give them 1000, they give you 1,600. And that's a big game. I'm not talking about that. I would rather have a person with 5'9" tall right now. That's a part of the jargon, baby. Gotta get it out of me. Let's say, hold on, let's get 10,000 black people together. So now we know out of that, millions of blacks. We're not talking of one. We won't receive the check. 1,000 together. Take 10 million of that and start them. Nah, I wouldn't be able to do it because I'm not a financial. Right? I'm just throwing the concept out there. Right? And you will be dealing with somebody's money. I'm not qualified to have no money like that. I didn't even know what we want to do with voting restaurants. I don't know. But that 10,000 people will have a say and let their business grow. It's just that easy. Because guess what? In my calculations, well, nobody else get together as a wrestling group on this go round and get whatever the business, ain't going to be no reparations, y'all. Yo, when you see healthy young white people saying, I know, listen, we have our points. We have every argument. But time changes things, and it's not a coincidence. It shows the procrastination that when they pass a bill like this, we ain't gonna get it, y'all. Everybody gonna say. Everybody doing something. You see what I'm saying? Everybody suck. Hey, they don't wanna have this conversation because what they wanna have, they wanna have Supreme. We don't have the Supreme and the old woman sitting at the cat's table, shaking her leg, can't stand off that now. They wanna have the show there. I ain't do nothing. So they can talk all night. About what I did. I ain't talking about no kind of conference. I ain't talking about nothing. We got it. Huh? Don't say you ain't gonna have it. Talking about organization. You can't do that. Huh? The argument is the Supreme says, I'm a guy who goes against reparations on the devil. No, I don't. This video is with me standing next to Brian Allen, shouting out adios. And Brian Allen's ear, yo. What the fuck is he talking about? I'm talking about real, being realistic. I'm talking about being realistic, guys. Chronological order, guys. So what you think? You think that we can do something? Do you think if they pass this, it ain't gonna be nothing else for us? Because the argument is, since they passed this, this is the logic. Since they passed this, they know that they can do something. Now you're going to have, if people from other races was on black people's sides for reparations, well, ladies and gentlemen, they may not be on now. Because guess what? They said, shit, everybody in America goes through struggle. Everybody hits it. We need to think about everybody. This may have changed people's minds. Huh? Huh? I don't know. But what I'm saying tonight is, what advantages that you could take? And I'm going to give my solutions. And if I open up the lines from then to 7, that's what I want to hear. What can we do? Them checks, nigga, them checks. My chair. What we gonna do about it? Not just that, but the bill. What is it in? I'm gonna read the bill and see what's in there. But what is it for us? How we can take advantage? If it's written like everybody, how we can come to the front of the line first? You know, just like Alicia said about some home mortgages. Some people getting half, paying half that mortgage off. And technically, they ain't need that money, but they put in the paperwork. This is another thing. Before I go, I got one more corner. This is another thing, guys. Guess I open it up. This is another. Think about me. Right? You, if you don't do this right, right, what can you say about the policy? See? Let's say There's 100,000 black businesses, right? But I'm going all the way. I got my second interview now. Listen, think about this. I want y'all to think about this. Let's say you got 100,000 black-owned businesses of all sizes qualify for the census, right? So, what if we find out that only, I'm saying 100,000 jobs by, only 30,000 filled it out? They're going to track that shit, huh? Small Business Administration, they're going to track how many businesses like barbershops, you know, sell your oils and candles. I don't know. You might got a storefront on the block, right? If you got a tax ID number as a black African American, right? This is what I said. How can we cry and listen to the plane and the old woman sitting at the kitchen table right now? How can we listen to them when they going to say they ain't do nothing for us? When a record says we only stop, it's 100,000 black businesses out here, and y'all only filled out 30,000 applications. My thing is, listen, we got to do what right first. Once we do what right first, then if they fuck us up, then we can go to war. It's not good to be nasty at somebody first, right? The good thing is, once you do, you be nice to them, give them a kindness, and then when they still take your kindness for weakness, that's what happens. You don't care. You don't care about it, because you know you treat them the same thing here. We have to, there's 100,000 businesses that qualify. We at least gotta have, fuck it, that's 8 students, 90,000 applications for black businesses. And then if they don't give it to us, then we can say, racial shit. Because the more applications you get in, the more ways that you can see why they're denying you. See, we're not even coming up with our own matrix in the black community. So you have involvement. See, the thing of it is, it's not this bill. It's how the African, black African American community is going to implement this bill in their community. I'm going to go and try to get a leg up. I'm in IT. Don't you know there's some new jobs that I'm out here? And I just bought a book online yesterday. And I'm going to be going to my new motherfucking team. Because I know that this bill, they're going to have to build the infrastructure up so bad. I love fear. It's scary, ain't it? Huh? Sometimes you use that fear to turn you over, right? Turn over. So, I'm going to open it up. I'm almost back. You know what? Shit, I ain't going back to the house. Shit, I'm pumped up. Listen, I'm pumped up. I'm going to go up that hill again. Listen. Think about it. When we going to get them numbers up? People just sitting back doing nothing. We got to read that bill, yo. You're going to have to get somebody in your group. You have to pay them to take their time. Take a week. Listen, since people, it ain't no excuse now. My God, when you're running, it's just like you're walking. Ideas just keep on popping out your damn ears. Listen, it ain't no excuse this time. Just like it ain't going to be no excuse saying you got $1,000 for some black people. Don't spend it on no rest. Listen, it ain't no excuse if you say you don't have time to read the bill, because you ain't working. You ain't working. What else you got time to do? That's 8 hours. Take this time, do your studies, right? Do 10 pages of the bill a day. Take an hour, you read 10 pages. Write down your notes right next to the paragraphs. And then now you can be skillful for that. Because guess what? This, they said this is the longest passage ever in the United States. The longest passage. What are we going to do? I know if y'all discussing people, I mean, if you listen, got to get the employers out. Man, you know how that is. Listen, what are we going to do about it? Think about it. Them checks, nigga, them checks. Huh? Ain't nobody like no plan. What the big talk is talking. Huh? Because guess what? They're saying, put our money together. They're giving out free money. They're saying, listen, put our money together. Huh? That's what they're saying. Five again. I'm just going. Oh, man. Yeah, man. That's why we don't got no plan. I really don't got no plan. I wouldn't mind investing if someone has a good direction. But I don't know. Some people say you can't do it because guess what? All of us, oh, shit. All of us got a bad reputation. You see, that's why I got one earphone in. See what I'm saying? Even though I'm not running in the car's way, I can hear him in. If I had Sarge last year, I think I would have heard that goddamn car coming. I don't know. Well, it's like this hill I'm going up right now. We're going to fight back. It's like this hill. I'm going to give up. I'm going to turn back. So bad. I'm going to do. I'm not even going to look. What I'm going to do is I want to stop right now. I do. I'm going to look. I'm going to look in the now. Put my head down. I'm going to watch. Each of my feet. Girl, one at a time. I'm not going to look for my destination. The top of the hill. So I'm looking too far in the future. If I look in the now, take step by step. That's what. My wilderness and I given got that strong. So I got to reach to the top of this hill, guys. But I'm looking. I know I'm going to reach it, but I got to look in it now, so I won't get this crap. People, I tell you, all fast. This talking show, it ain't going to be shit. I keep on going. I keep on going. Tyrone, Zars, they come out one morning. One morning, we can open it up. You know what I mean? We can have session, you know? So, right now, I'm using, I like to talk to TRS. I need to work out. And I'm blending the two together. If you don't like it, fuck you. Woo! So, what we gonna do with it? Any plans? There should be an agenda. I didn't go to school. Ooh, I ain't go to school political side. No, I didn't. So, but if someone comes out, I did. They're gonna say it's a scam. I'm down here, I'm home.
I'm getting in tune and running with the terrain of the earth.
okay? I stretch my body. I'm going to do it every other day. I know about my knees. Give me some light running shoes. That's why. Listen, if I buy 200 days running down shoes, I know I'm going to be running. And then you pay for what you get. I don't care. As long as I'm doing it, I'm not putting on some shoes to go out to the club. Putting on tennis shoes to go out to a 50 and over club. Y'all see them niggas in that club? They're trying to skate in there with tennis and 50 and over. My God. It's nothing but preachers and teachers up here. You coming in with a Yankee hat and goddamn? But anyway, yeah, guys, I'm out here with people. Just walking this dog. Now, God, what we going to do? Shit. I don't know what time it is. Really don't care. That's what I want y'all to think. Now, Wednesday, I'm going to come back on. I'm going to have a specific topic. That's Friday morning. Oh, man, now I got that pit, see? Oh, see the pit right there. Shit. Love, bro. See? And that's my neighbor, yeah. Oh, no. No, that's not him. I hear his ass. He want me like, I'm trying to still jogging, though. But he did, shut him down. That motherfucker. That's the go, that big, big, old clown. Like, I don't know, clown. You that big as hell. He saw me running. I said, you see him? Said, y'all, shut him down. Because he had one of them thin ass. You got one of them thin ass leashes. The leash for a poodle on that big ass pig. On that big pig. Y'all heard me, I'm right here. Please, Jack. I want that motherfucker running after me. Woo. But, guys, this is one reason why I have one earpiece. Huh? Because I heard him bark. See? Right, see? And see, when I told mine, it took him a while for them to understand. It took him a while to understand why to do it. I'm all right, I'm all right. No. It's about being street smart. You got to be aware of what's around you out in this world, right? You play your banging music in one ear and be prepared of these devils and snakes in this earth around this world. So, women, you want to jog a trail? You better go one ear, please, and listen to me. Oh, God. Yeah. So, guys, I'm just... So, I'm going to go ahead and open it up. I'm not going to say nothing, guys. I'm going to still be running, so y'all going to take it over. Y'all, I'm going to be going in. So, I'm going to open it up. Y'all going to mute yourself. Hold on.
Q&A session is over. You should have just had a show. And you didn't even have to have a show. You could just talk to yourself. You didn't even have to call. You could have had a really good show if you had to just let all of us know, hey, Sunday morning, blah, 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 with time, we can all go out and jog. And tell people ahead of time, we all could have went out with you, could have been interacting or whatever. You just selfish all for yourself. That's mean. That is so mean of that. You know it's that lucky. And, so just continue on talking by yourself, looking like you're crazy.
Q&A session has started.
Dead air on the line.
So you there? There's nothing but dead air. I'm fine. Hello. What'd you say? How would I have myself on me? What'd you say?
Got it in Q&A, and there's nothing but dead air on the line.
Oh, no, I took it off of QA. But we have it around. I'm about to end my show and start my day. I don't know if it's 8 o'clock yet, but... Yeah, man. Lorraine, leave me alone, please. I mean, if you wonder why I'm taking it so serious, because I don't like you. Just like you had every right to think of what you did. Now, this is how it's going to be. Someone said I did not let y'all know I was going to have a show at 7:30, and they could have jogged with me. Now y'all know it's going to be 6:30 Wednesday. Same time for an hour. People, if you're in a heated debate at 6:29 a.m., it's going to go on mute, and that hour is my time slot. I will let you know 24 days in advance when it's going to be. So if anybody has an attitude or trying to start something and say, Tyrone, this guy is taking 1 hour out of 24 hours we can be on here to do some vlogging session. Tyrone, I hope you look at you and say, stop trying to start something. Sit your little old whiny ass down. And you got 23 hours more to talk like the rain wants you to talk. I hope you would say that.
I'm in the house now.
Like I said, man, it feels good. You're doing something new. You know, you don't worry about haters. I apologize, guys. This time, I actually was holding it in my hand, and I kept on actually taking it off my brother Howard. Then I had it on mute. But other way, we're back at it. On Wednesday, I will have some new instruments that avoid all this. The testing ground. I encourage anybody, let's take Lorraine's suggestions. Wednesday, 6 a.m. Okay, you're on the West Coast, 3:30 a.m. I'm going to start doing my left, right. After that, the first, if no one's going to email me, you can email me at FACTALL. Hang on, guys. See, this is live shit. This is not scripted, bro. That's live entertainment. Listen, you can email me at FACTALL. That's FACTALL ALL 975. FACTALL, one word, 975 at gmail.com. Let me know that you want to come on Wednesday, and I can put out an email list. Other than that, if nobody's going to, because this is for the joggers, I'm just letting you know, if you're not jogging, you're going to listen to me if you're not jogging. The people that I want to talk during this hour, because we have an hour period, y'all got 23 more hours to come up with your own show each day. My God, I know they're not bullying me, charging me for an hour when they got all this shit, right? You just sit back and listen. But the people who's running, if they want to comment, if I see them in a queue, I'll put them on because they are part of the show. I'm not going to open it up for people to, I want to hear them like Lorraine. I did it. I won't do that no more. It's just going to be an hour show of me talking and you're going to listen to me. Unless you wanted to participate, the mic is going to be open. How dare I have somebody sitting on their kitchen table smoking their cigarettes, and this is a job talk show, when I open it up to motherfuckers that's eating pancakes while we running in our hearts out, and they cussing us out at the same time. No, I ain't going to keep my people like that. So Lorraine, I'm asking your question. This is the reason why. If you want to talk, I
I would suggest Tyrone and Sarge be the first one so we can test it out. He take 3 minutes. I take when we go in or we pass the mic. We go in order. You know your cue. And we can go on from there. Just that goddamn simple. But the only thing we got to do is when it's time for you to stop talking, you're going to have to mute your mic because we don't want two running things in the background. So, see, we have to have organization. So the people that's going to ever do it on here, we're going to be team audience. We do not need people. You just need to listen to the show and be entertained. Let us be the clowns. And the writer's talking about my clownsmanship tonight when she doesn't even open up a show. See, I want her to actually come up with her own show instead of being co-host of people's shows. Instead of being the administrator, the secretary, she comes up to the mic. I'm hurt by her tonight. I'm busting out my heart trying to do something. This may be the only show such as this, not in cyberspace. Huh? What? I'm combining what I like to do to get myself in shape. So I don't know what time it is, guys. I hope it's almost time to go because I'm ready to go. And Lorraine, please, 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 whatever you do, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. Because you can hear the person in the goddamn background. Y'all can go back to y'all goddamn regular scheduled program at goddamn 8 o'clock. So if you want to talk during this hour, I said, watch this. I guarantee you, Thursday nights and the times I run between 6:30. So y'all already know. Let's put it like this because I might wake up late. Between the hours of 6 and 8, I'm wild enough to have some show. Between, so I'm letting anybody know. Between the, I might have it. So the most of the time money is going to be 6:30. But if I come late, if I come at goddamn 7, that's what I may start. I may start at that time. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, but I'd be damned if I'm going to let people who's not creative sit up there and critique me like they them, like they sitting back on what he's doing today, kid. Look what he's trying to do. I'm going to shit on this nigga. They lazy-ass motherfuckers ain't doing shit. Want to sit back down and talk and cry. Why he interrupted the Tyrone show? This is all about him. No, it's not. It's all about you. When you don't want a person to have a show from 6 to 8 in the morning, whatever, 6:30, whatever, I do it. God damn, I'm telling you, sometimes I might be late. That's about my first night, but at least I'm on it. And you get a goddamn upset with him. Oh, you hawking up the show. You're selfish. You don't want to share the mic. Goddamn time, they want me and Tyrone to go and fuss and fight like we did. Y'all motherfuckers are addicted to me. 3 weeks ago, people are still playing me and his beats. Only me and him can control that. We can clearly see what you're trying to do. Now, I opened up the goddamn mic. Thank you, Lorraine. I won't do that no more unless someone is jogging and running. I'm sweating, busting my heart, and I'm going to let somebody else. I said, well, talk about the topic, guys. Talk about the chat. Talk about what we're going to do in the future. And this is where she comes. When I'm thinking she got my side. I'm not playing. And this is on BTR, somebody new. And then they're going to be like, damn. Basically, the way I'm going to tell you something about yourself. If somebody on BTR heard me, right, and heard the show and said, you know what, I might want to run with this guy. They just heard you, Lorraine. You're the first guest that's been on this show. They heard you. They probably like, damn, yo got trolled. Yo, they thought you was a troll. Anybody out of space, they be cussing you out like, yo, who is this guy? No, why the hell is he just coming? It's fucked up. That's fucked up, Lorraine. That's cool. But I'm not hurt. Because guess what? Thank you for teaching me that I can have a whole hour being selfish by myself unless one is on here. I'm not going to let people like you because I have a risk to take. I'm going to be running, talking about a topic which is unique. I'm not talking about exercise. Saying, open it up. I'm going to put myself on mute. What you guys got to say, I ain't going to risk myself like that no more. So guess what? If I don't get no joggers, I'm not going to pressure. It's just going to be an hour of me running, stressing, and doing my thing. This is my work. I'm talking politics. Bottom line. So I'm going to get a benefit out of this. If I can talk politics all night, I can talk about it, doing what I got to do at the same time. Because I want a balance in my life, Lorraine. There wasn't no balance. So if you don't like, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have balance. I can have my talk show, work out at the same time. When I hang this up, I can go on with my daily life, despite the coronavirus, studying the new skill that I got, looking at these bills, doing what I got to do.
So, just letting you know, Tyrone, Sarge, I want y'all to be the first two to step it up. Y'all take your time. I won't be doing this for a while. Despite listening to Dwayne trying to discourage me and shit like that, man. You know one thing about a black man? You know, a black man. I'm talking about a black man. Forget black woman. You know what a black man? I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about no woman, no community. I'm talking about black man. It's myself and such as me. Yo, we poor. You mean some of us, most of us grew up poor, and we black, and we masculine, and we feared from the dominant one in this world, the alpha white male, right? In this country, sad to say, you know what I'm saying? But it's sad as shit when you got your goddamn sisters that's seeing a guy trying to do something positive. I ain't trying to kill nobody. I'm doing, when I'm running and jogging, I'm doing something positive. I'm not getting myself in trouble like a lot of black African-Americans do, and just like I used to do myself. But this is what you get from black women. Who's the real enemy? I told you, think about it. Cat didn't shut down those shows. Huh? Didn't do it. It had to be someone. So that's why sometimes, you know what, Tyrone, you just go back and say, you know what, let's even stop talking about race like this. Let's not talk about hate, because guess what? It ain't no use, Ty. That's messed up. It ain't no use. It ain't no use. Why? Because we try to say, oh, we got this enemy out there. Let me tell you what an old person told me. And I'm going to end it on this. This is what this man told me. He's from the Carolina, they're a country boy. I think he's about 80 years old now. So, like 6 months ago. Let me tell you what old black man told me. I want y'all to listen to me good. Now, this is what an old black man told me, bro. He said, man, you got a lot of enemies out here. He said, for a black man, white man's your enemy. He said, but a worse enemy is your friend. And so the white man is your enemy. He's far away from you. Got your friend is your worst enemy, but your worst enemy can be your family. Hmm? You see how that is? The closer people are to you, the people that's going to hurt you, because they know about you. They can be jealous and envy about you. It ain't no, listen, that's why the logic is you better have a balance. And this is my job tonight. And I'm almost finished. It's almost 5 more minutes. And y'all can have it. The point I want to talk about tonight is they're going to say the bill. This bill is going to be the fight. They're going to say this bill destroyed black people. I guarantee it in 5 years. But see, it's not the bill, it's the black African-American community not coming together and seeing how we can strategize and get a thing. They're all about, they may be giving out $8,000 billion, which is $8 trillion. You mean to tell me as a black African community, or if your family, forget the community, yourself, your family is not going to get a piece of that pot of money? You crazy. You can't blame it on you. What did the Black Caucus do for this bill? Did any of us have agenda? We talk politics all the time. I don't know. I just email my senator instead of talking to y'all all night. So we need to start talking about emailing the senators, talking about, okay, voting does count, talking about something. But I guarantee you this is what we're going to have. Your enemy is close to you. That's the sad thing about it. But I'm gonna do under this, and I can promise this another time. And I'll see y'all guys Wednesday at 6:30. I will be on time. Let me tell you that. Well, let me tell you one thing. And Tyrone, if you're listening, I'm gonna call you. I told you we need to go with my plan B, because they keep on doing the after show. I told you. I told you. The Thursday night show and my jobbing show, they will be on YouTube and BTR. They ain't going nowhere. I guarantee it. You can do what you want, hater, if you're listening. Them shows ain't going nowhere. If I have something. So, that's it. Hold on for a minute. Let me go ahead and cut this stream off.